This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 149, Practical Alternative Phrases for Saying I'm Sorry. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. So you guys listen to our podcast four times a week, but how can you actually learn how to learn with our podcast? Lindsay and I have made this ebook that is 10 ways to learn English with a podcast. And where can they get this ebook?
So you can get this ebook if you go to allearsenglish.com/free. In today's episode, you'll see a comparison of three typical ways to apologize and three new and creative ways to apologize. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you?
What's shaking?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good. All right. So yesterday in episode 148, which you can find at allearsenglish.com/148, we talked about the word sorry and when to apologize, when not to apologize. And we just talked about it a little bit, but in today's episode, we want to actually share practical phrases. We have three examples using the word sorry and three examples that would be alternative ways to, you know, show that you recognize something went wrong. And we're not saying one is right or one is wrong. They're both totally correct, both totally acceptable. Yeah. But we want to give you alternatives. So if you want to use the word sorry more sparingly, mm-hmm. you could use the alternative. And this right. is just a good way to grow your vocabulary.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked a little bit about how sorry can become a habit. And if you're interested in breaking that habit, you don't have to, but if you're interested in breaking it, these are phrases you could start to use instead.
Great. So we have three situations: being late, making mistakes, and making someone upset that you might want to apologize for. So let's start with the first situation. If you're late, this is a big one. This is really useful, I think, if you're taking a class or you have a job where you have a set schedule. Students come into my classes all the time and they want to apologize for being late, but they actually don't even know how to say the correct phrase. So so one way you could say this if you're late is, I'm sorry I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I'm late. How about an alternative if you don't want to say I'm sorry?
Right. So one alternative would be, I guess if it's true, if this is what happened, you could say I got held up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It means something stopped you from being on time.
Right.
I would think, okay, maybe some person got, had to stop and talk to you.
Yep. Or you were stuck in traffic. That could work for that,
too. Transportation delay. The train was late. You could also say, oh, I didn't realize it was already so late. It might sound like an excuse.
Yeah,
but it's,
I don't like this one.
But it's just some way that you can show that, you know, you were late and you realize, you can see that you were late. Okay, so it's a personal choice what you want to use. Okay, so another situation where you might want to apologize is when you make a mistake. So what's the traditional way to say I made a mistake with the word sorry?
Right, you could say sorry I messed up or sorry I made a mistake.
Yeah, great. Okay, and an alternative way, I think this is interesting because it's not accepting the blame on yourself, but you could say there was an error or there was a mistake. So there was is a neutral phrase. It's not saying who did it, all right? You're not accepting the responsibility or the blame or the fault. You're just saying there was a mistake. I think this is useful if maybe you're caught up in some mistake that wasn't really entirely your fault. Maybe it was someone else's fault. You are just the messenger. perhaps.
Yeah, it could be useful too when you're accusing someone of making a mistake. Yeah. That's a different episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Right. There was a mistake. You're not saying it was your mistake. So it's, you can use it very strategically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our third situation is if you make someone upset, if you offend someone and make them mad, you may want to apologize.
Absolutely. If you want to maintain the friendship.
Yeah. So traditionally, you might want to say, sorry, you're upset. It's my fault. Okay, or you could just say, sorry, you're upset. All right, your choice there. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, you could avoid using sorry. You could just say, I see you're upset, or I understand you're upset.
Mm-hmm. How can I make it right?
Great. Yeah, I love that you asked at the end, how can I make it right? What can I do?
Yeah, that's another one. What can I do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Great. So let's just repeat the phrases so we can remember them even better. So for being late, I'm sorry I'm late.
I got held up.
I didn't realize it was already so late.
I don't like that one.
For making a mistake. Sorry, I made a mistake.
There was an error.
Mm-hmm. And if you make someone upset, sorry, you're upset. It's my fault.
Or I see you're upset. How can I make it right?
Mm-hmm. Or what can I do?
Yes.
Great. All right. Thanks for listening. And we hope you don't have to apologize too much, but when you do, use these phrases.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.